We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. For all you have done for us. Alleluia, we are grateful. Oh Lord, we are grateful, Lord, we are grateful. Oh Lord, we are grateful, Father, we are grateful. Oh Lord, for all you have done for us. Alleluia, we are grateful, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Jehovah God, we give you praise. Mighty God, we exalt your holy name. Jehovah, we want to thank you, Lord God, for your goodness in our life. We want to thank you for your mercy. We want to thank you, Lord God, for all the good things that you have done for us. Thank you, Lord God, for the ones that you are doing at the moment. Thank you, Lord God, for divine protection, divine provisions, Lord. We give you praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for your kindness towards us, O God. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Even when we remain or when we are unfaithful, you still remain faithful to us. Thank you, Father, for the air that we breathe. Yes, Lord. For the water, for the food that we eat, Lord, we thank you. To you alone, we give all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus, to die for us. Thank you, Father, for your reconciliation, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name forever. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Very good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you, wherever you may be at this time. I want to welcome you to this podcast. This podcast is called Good Morning Jesus. That's for those who are just joining for the first time. And it's coming to you from Liberty Ark Ministry International. Right. So, in the last episode, we were talking about... So, in the last episode, we were talking about discovery of oneself. Discover yourself trying to put off this alarm. Discovery of oneself. That is, have you discovered yourself? Have you discovered what God has called you to become on earth? If not, this is the time for you to go to God, go to your Maker and ask. That is, you do a prayer of inquiry. A prayer of inquiry to know the purpose of you being on earth. Okay. Now, this morning or today, I'll be talking about what I simply titled, Is There Not a Cause or Is There Not a Reason? So this cause I'm talking about is C-A-U-S-E. C-A-U-S-E, cause, you know, a reason behind something. So the reason why this came is that I know some of us might be going through some challenges even after you've discovered the good purpose of God for your life, even after you've discovered that you have a glorious destiny and there has been a word of prophecy has gone ahead of you or has gone out for you to say that you're going to become this, you're going to become that. Just like Joseph dreamt, you know, that he was going to be a ruler, that his brethren and even his father, they will bow down to him and all that and all that. But here is Joseph going through some terrible times. You know how he was, you know, supposedly to be killed, but one of them said, no, let's not kill him. Let's throw him inside that pit. Excuse me. And another one said, no, let's bring him out. Let's sell him to the slave buyers. And they sold him. And he started that journey like that. You know what it is like when your own brothers, your own siblings, blood brothers, they sell you and a stranger takes you away. And you are wondering what will be happening to them. You are wondering what they're going to tell your dad when they get home. What are they going to tell daddy? I mean, my daddy is going to ask after me. What are they going to tell him? And you are there lonely among strangers. And he went through all that. But is there not a reason for that? Is there not a reason for that? Yeah? That's, you find that story in the book of Genesis chapter 41. Genesis chapter 41. Look at the case of David as well. This is a word of encouragement. You know, I said on this platform, we do encourage, you know, we do exhort ourselves on the word of God. And we remind ourselves, you know, of the word of God, the things that we already know. So we remind ourselves. So look at the case of David as well. David was a 17-year-old boy, you know, attending to the sheep of his father in the bush, or let's call it in the farm. And then his father said, okay, your brothers are at war with at the war front with Saul. So I want you to take things to them, you know, food, water, and whatever, and see their welfare, and come back to give me, you know, news of whatever is happening there and with them. And David got there, and David had some Goliath, you know, screaming and shouting and bragging and swearing and all that. And David asked, who is this person? And they told him all about Goliath. And he said, so if somebody kills him now, they said if somebody killed this man, the king has goodies for whoever does that and all that and all that. And by the time he began to press forward and began to press, you know, to know more, his brother said to him, you this boy, what have you come here to do? You are too nosy. You are this, you are that. And then he said, is there not a reason? Of a truth, is there not a reason? He didn't know that he was going to meet a man called Goliath. He didn't know that he would partake, you know, he would be part of the war. He didn't know that that's going to be the way that God will launch him into limelight. And just as he was there, he was watching. And he said, okay, let me go after this man. People say, are you crazy? You, this little boy, look at this man. This man has been warring all his life, Goliath, you that you don't know anything about war. He told Saul, he said, let every man be at peace. He was even calming Saul himself. He said, no, you wait. Let every man be calm. Something is going to happen today. Something is going to happen today. You know, so, all right. I was just trying to. So then he went after Goliath, and we know the rest of the story. And before you knew it, the women were singing. Paul, Saul killed thousands. David killed his 10,000. Trouble start. Trouble start. But you know that trouble that started was what eventually led David, he became the king in the place of Saul. He became the king in the place of Saul. Now, I'm going to the book of Acts of the Apostle. Acts of the Apostle, chapter 16. We know of the story of Paul and Silas. But what actually happened, you know, to Paul and Silas? You can read from Acts of the Apostle, chapter 16, from that verse 16, how Paul and Silas got to prison. All they did was to cast out the spirit that was speaking through the woman that was following them. There was a woman who was following them. And the woman was saying, 17, said, the same followed Paul. That is the woman that was possessed with the spirit of divination. He said, the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are servants of the Most High God. We show unto us the way of salvation. So she was speaking the truth. But then again, the spirit speaking through her is a demon of divination, the spirit of divination, not the spirit of God, not the Holy Spirit of God. And yet she was speaking the truth, and the people who owned that woman were making merchandise of her because they saw her as one prophetess of God. All right. So, but Paul, and 18, and this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out of her that same hour. That was all that they did. And then the woman began to follow them. And the people that owned this woman went and reported Paul and Silas. This is what got them into prison. After beating them and all that, they threw them in the prison. You know, you will wonder, somebody that is doing the work of God, you know, in this manner, why would God allow that to happen? Is there not a reason? Is there not a reason? So they got into the prison. And rather than, you know, curse God or, you know, murmur and all that, the Bible says that they were praying. And they prayed, they danced. The prison shook to its foundation. And then what happened? The chains. Okay, let me try and read that place. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of sleep. Okay, no. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were open. And everyone's chains were loosed. Everyone in the prison. Is there not a reason? Look at what happened to them. They caught them, beat them. They took them to court, sent them to prison. Why would they go to prison? Because there's a reason. There's a curse which made God to bring them there. Okay. All right. So, and the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword, and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoner had escaped. He thought that the prisoners had escaped because the door was flung open, everywhere was open, but everyone was intact. Everywhere was intact. So Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang it and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" See that now. So God was working out the salvation of some people. Probably the whole lot of the prisoners there now. And that is the reason why they came into the prison. You see now. And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and your household." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And it took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straight away. And when he had brought them into his house, see, he took them to his household. That is, the prison keeper, the warder, took them to his house. He set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his household. Is there not a reason that you are going through what you are going through? Is there not a reason? Is there not a place God is taking you to? Please, whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that is the challenges right now, I want to encourage you to continue, wait on the Lord, and focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, because he wants to bring out something good. Is there not a reason? Is there not a reason? Whatever it is that you're going through right now, and you're looking at it and you're wondering, "God, why? God, why? God, why me?" No, God has a reason. God has a purpose. The Lord bless you. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. I hope with this, you meditate over this word and go back to read these scriptures. Genesis chapter 49, 1 Samuel chapter 17, Acts of the Apostles chapter 16. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. To you alone we return all the glory. What no man can do in our lives, Father, do in Jesus' name. Amen. Until I come your way again on Wednesday, stay blessed and stay safe. Amen.